You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
It's Thursday, August 21st. I'm Catherine Land for In for John Hockenberry. In Mexico, violent kidnappings are on a dangerous rise. Mexican media sources report that an average of two people are kidnapped each day. More than 2,000 people have been killed this year alone. Here is one victim describing her experience to the BBC.
I really thought I prefer to die, jumping out of the car, than leave knowing that I was raped by 3 or 4 men or 5, or I don't know how many men there were. It is a terrible, terrible experience. It was terrible for me.
The violence isn't new, but the outrage and frustration reached a tipping point this month when the son of a prominent family was kidnapped in June and found dead just this month. Accusations that corrupt police forces are to blame for some of this violence has inflamed public opinions and led to public protests. A government promise to address the situation is one of the results. Mexican President Felipe Calderon will be meeting in Mexico City today with its mayor and other government officials for an urgent security meeting. We're going to go now to Mexico City. We're joined by BBC correspondent Duncan Kennedy. Good morning, Duncan. What was it about this one particular death that galvanized so many people?
Good morning. Well, it was twin reasons, really. First of all, his age. This boy, Fernando Marti, was 14 years old. And although there have been other young people, the vast majority of those people that are kidnapped tend to be adults. And secondly, as you said there, he was from a very prominent family here. The Marti family own Mexico's best-known sports chain stores. His father is also very prominent, Alejandro. And I think for these twin reasons, that's what's caught the public attention and caused this political furore.
Now, talk about what the mood and the tone that you hear on the streets or in media and online when we're talking about a tipping point of outrage and frustration.
I think we have reached that. So many people here are absolutely terrified of going out, of terrified of being kidnapped, although actually statistically the chances of that happening are still pretty rare. And I think finally people have decided that although there have been many kidnaps in the past, this one, this Marti case, has somehow exposed people in terms of their level of vulnerability and their level of insecurity. Later this month we've got a march here that's expected to attract something like 1 million people. Various groups are getting organised about this to try and press home to the government that something has to be done. It's a twin problem. It's the twin problem of kidnapping, something like 450 last year, and as you said, about on average two a day at the moment, but also the cartel problem, the drug cartels, who are also battling it out with each other, and something like 2,500 people have died in that battle this year. And there's a sense here of general insecurity, a general sense of a lack of rule of law.
Talk about the role of police corruption.
It's a difficult one. It is systemic in certain parts of the police force. One doesn't want to explain it away by saying one can understand it, but the police are paid very little here, something like $5,000 a year for the average police officer, and temptations are put their way, not least to join these kidnapping gangs and to join these narco-trafficking gangs. There is a problem. It's not new. Police corruption goes back many, many years across many, many governments, and the whole issue has been about how to control it. They've tried rooting out senior officers, they've tried retraining, they've tried to increase wages and salaries and all the rest of it, but it is so systemic that people here are not quite sure what to do about it. In the case of this Marti case, a number of police officers have been arrested in connection with that, which compounded the shock of the public, the fact that police officers could be involved in the kidnapping of this high-profile young man. And we have this summit today to try to discuss solutions to sort this out, but it's going to take a long, long time. So big is the problem across so many states involving so many police officers, it's hard to see how one summit meeting can actually crack that problem.
How responsible are people holding the government for this wave of kidnapping and violence?
There have been a lot of recriminations in the wake of this Marti case. People flaying around looking for somebody to blame, looking for somebody to take responsibility. And it's not just national government, the government of Felipe Calderon. It's also the government here in Mexico City. The very flamboyant mayor, Marcelo Ebrard, is also taking flak on that. And he in turn is attacking his opponent. So it's become very political, the whole issue of law and order and crime. And I think today's meeting is one way of trying to diffuse that, although I think the accusations will still continue to fly by. It's all about resources, it's all about political will, and each side doesn't seem to be able to reach a compromise as to find a way forward.
Well, and talk this meeting today, what are some of the ways that we might see in the future that the government and the population are going to use to fight this?
Well, a number of initiatives have come up in the wake of all this and what will be discussed today. For example, here in Mexico City, the mayor, Mr. Brad, is talking about recruiting 300,000 people as a kind of a citizen's force against the kidnappers. Another idea is to increase the prison sentences for kidnappers. There was discussion about reintroducing the death penalty. The government has said, no, we're not going to do that. There are other issues about reorganizing the police force, rooting out these senior officers who control these forces, many initiatives on the table. But as I said, it is a long-term problem. It's not just in Mexico City. It's in many other states here, many of those states bordering the United States itself. They have many problems as well dealing with these drug traffickers. So in a sense, it's a kind of public show. It's a political event today. There will be some concrete initiatives to come out of it, but it is a deep-rooted problem here. And one senses that, in a sense, this is an attempt to neutralize the immediate political difficulties that these politicians find themselves in. As to the practical way out of it, I think that's going to take a lot longer.
All right, Duncan Kennedy, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Duncan Kennedy, a BBC correspondent in Mexico City.